Well, good morning and welcome to this special holiday edition of The Quiz Show. My name is Ed Holohan. We are so glad that you joined us this morning for 1 hour of holiday trivia, movie bites, and even, hold on to your hats, another dose of Mr. Coppa's kazoo. Ooh, kazoo! But wait, there's more. One of you lucky listeners out there is going to get a call from us to play a game for a chance to win a genuine DRT apparel. We have time for only one call-up contestant. To the rest of you out there who want to play, hang in there. We will get to you on subsequent shows. And because it's that time of year, we have assembled an exceptional bundle of brains. That would be...
That's good.
You folks.
Is a bundle three?
A bundle is three.
Oh, okay.
Did you, that was a few.
Did I needed to have a brain?
No, it's just a couple of brains.
Hey, that's a great band you guys got here.
Thank you. Thank you. They are the Quiz Show band. You guys are competing for the title of smartest kid on the block.
Woo!
Kirsten Layer is back and ready to go. Good morning, Kirsten.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Matt Shortridge. It's been a while, buddy. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you again. Zoe Drew King is joining us for the first time. It is good to see you, Zoe.
A newbie.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Yay. The rules are simple. The panel will be asked a question. The first player to buzz in will have a chance to answer. If the answer is incorrect, another panelist can buzz in. A correct answer will receive 1 point. Every once in a while, we'll give away a bonus point, but I'll make that clear when that happens. Okay?
Wow.
Okay. It's time for our first game, and it is called It Happened in December. Okay. Contestants ready with your new high-tech buzzers?
Yes.
On December 11th, of 1941, this European country declared war on the United States. Who was that? Kirsten.
Japan.
Wrong. Anybody else? Matt.
Germany.
Oh,
yes, it is Germany.
I was thinking Pearl Harbor. I'm like, this is some Pearl Harbor.
Also December,
junk.
But 41.
Yes.
That's a point for Matt.
Yeah.
On a sad note, on December 8th in 1980, this rock icon was killed outside his apartment in New York City. That can't be. Zoe.
Oh, I believe it's John Lennon.
It is John Lennon.
No.
Excellent.
No.
And wait,
it happened a while ago.
I mean, I'm over it.
Zoe, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. In 1936, the Duke of Windsor, who is King Edward VIII, abdicated the throne of what country? Matt.
England.
That would be England. You're right. Point for Matt. This is close to my heart. On December 7th of 1967, Otis Redding recorded the final track for his most famous hit. What was that song, Otis Redding?
Oh, no.
Matt?
Sitting on the dock.
You would be right. You would be right.
Come on, acapella.
Yeah.
We could have had that queued up for you. I can't tell you how many hours spent in the car driving somewhere listening to Otis sing that.
Okay. Yeah.
In 1969, what country declared nudity to be a sign of Western decadence?
Wow. America?
Zoe?
Well, I want to say Iran, but 69 feels early.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to say?
Well,
Iran was wrong. Anybody else care to try an answer on that? 1969.
I just like to say what a great question that is.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
And it feels like a compliment. You're like, thank you, decadence.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, folks, it was.
Oh, I know.
The Soviet Union.
Oh.
You know, the home of
clothing.
Decency.
They have good clothing.
And really, they have to. It's about 28 below there right
monotone.
Now. Okay. Another music question. Happy birthday to the lady that had pop hits with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, I'm Sorry, and It's the End of the World. This is from the 1960s. Who was she? Zoe.
I believe it's Brenda Lee.
You would be so right.
Oh, thank my.
I had no idea you were that
Christmas
old.
Music Christmas music. I was like, Christmas music champ.
Trivia right here.
All right. We're
today. Today, actually, December 11th, is the birthday of this former U.S. senator who ran against George Bush in the presidential election of 2004. Who was that? Who was that? President Matt?
John McCain?
No. Anybody else care to pick up on that? Zoe.
Al Gore.
No. Kirsten, the field is wide open. God. How you doing? How you doing?
I was not in a good place in 2004.
Okay. It was John Kerry.
Yeah. Oh, adjacent feeling. Yeah.
This rap artist turned actor appeared in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Be Kind, Rewind.
Most Deaf.
Most Deaf is correct. A point for Kirsten there.
Right.
Well, you must be young.
No.
No, she's most deaf.
Most deaf not.
Most deaf.
On December 7th of 1941, what American naval base was bombed by Jap?
Pearl Harbor.
You'd be right.
So I redeemed myself.
I know Japan, well, not
in I feel annoyed with myself for getting that right.
You knew that was in there, didn't you?
I
know Pearl Harbor is in there. Okay, this enormously, and I mean enormously influential German composer was born on December 16th of 1770. Who was he? Matt?
I'm taking a stab at Ludwig von Beethoven.
It would be an excellent stab. You'd be right for a point. Yes, indeed.
I watched a lot of Clockwork Orange when I was a kid.
There's a cheery holiday reference. I love that. On December 17th of 1903, these brothers completed the first successful powered flight. Who were they?
The Wright brothers?
That would be right. Very good.
Here's
a fun fact about that day. Besides the two brothers who were in the airplane, a total of five people witnessed the first powered flight in history. It was like, meh. You know, this will never amount to anything.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of our first round, Ms. Ann. We'll get your editing machine fired up.
Is there a like?
Here we go.
Well,
there we go.
There is, absolutely.
Ask and you shall receive.
Do you see how much work this is?
I know. It's.
Oh. I think your paper roll looks like it's about to run out.
Yeah. It's got that red stripe going on it.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Do you have to start over?
I'll fix that.
She forgot to carry.
I'll fix that while you all are.
She forgot to carry the one. She often does.
All right.
Yes.
All right, so here we are.
What's up, Ann?
Our newest player, Zoe, is in at 2 points.
Woo!
Yes! Yeah. Zoe!
Yeah. Not zero.
Kirsten has 3.
Yes!
And Matt has 4.
Oh!
I just... 2, 3, 4.
It's
I love
a horse
that.
Race. Yeah. I didn't know you could fix it that way, Ann.
You made it sound even
so realistic. This is... Wow. Okay, folks. Our next game is called Common Knowledge.
Oh, boy.
Well,
this is going to be offensive.
I am going to name... 3 things. It's your job to tell us what these things have in common.
Oh.
Are you ready? Moans means it's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, folks. Play along out there. Play along with us. Okay, 3 things. Snow, clan robes, knuckles on a turbulent flight. Yes?
Who was it?
Ooh, you got to tell us who buzzed.
Zoe, I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't know. They're white.
They are white. I love it when you pronounce the H.
Yeah.
That's really good.
You're going with clan robes there.
Yeah.
Okay.
White.
Empire. Empire Builder. Lionel.
Trains.
I
love the Empire Builder.
Yep. Hasbro. Mattel. Fisher-Price. Kirsten.
Toy companies or board game companies?
Toy companies.
I don't know if Mattel does board games.
I don't know. Operation.
Sure. It's the one with a doll.
Yeah, exactly.
Then the light bulbs. Yeah, that's great. Fraser, Noble, Balsam. Zoe.
They're all evergreen trees.
Yes, they are.
Wow. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I was going to say sitcoms after
that. I know, me too. I was waiting for Seinfeld.
After Frasier? Yeah. That's why the creep that wrote these put Frasier first.
That was good. That was good. Funny. Some false.
So know that.
Yeah. Hits.
Acorn, butternut, kombucha.
Types of squash.
Kirsten, yes. That's point for Kirsten.
Kombucha squash?
You've never seen. They're so cute.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Kombucha? Keep that in mind.
We're thinking about squash.
Kombucha. Keep that in mind. Kombucha just may show up again.
Oh. I thought kombucha was like mushroom juice or something.
It used to be, but they changed it to a squash. Yeah. Okay. Sirius, Capella, Regal. Sirius, Capella, Regal. Zoe?
It's related to sound or music, and I...
No,
that's
sorry.
As specific as I'm going to get.
Somebody else. Matt.
Stars.
They are three of the brightest stars in the night sky. That's really good. Beautiful. One I think is Regal. That's red. It's just, oh, God. Okay. White wall tires. Old movies. Zebras. Matt.
Black and white.
They are black and white, indeed. Bubble. Twinkle. Icicle. Bubble. Twinkle. And icicle. Zoe?
Nope, I'm wrong. I knew it before. I was going to say they're onomatopoetic, but that's not true.
You know, I wish they were, but yeah. Anybody else? Anybody else going once, twice?
No.
They are Christmas tree lights.
Oh, of course.
Yes. Now that you say it, oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Temperature.
Terry, only you know the names of the Christmas light shapes.
Yeah, if you were playing, you guys are lunch meat. Temperature, dew point, pressure. What are those? Temperature, dew point, barometric pressure.
Ways to measure weather.
Yes, they're weather measurements.
Patterns, very good. Fluctuations, okay.
Words.
Yeah, that is true. Do we get a point if it's also that. True? Yeah.
I don't know. That's a
half. Save that. Put that in your pocket.
Don't try it. Now that I know. Tree topper, wreath, garland. Kirsten.
Christmas decorations.
Yes, indeed.
Oh.
The last one of common knowledge, Oslo, Stockholm.
I didn't even hear the third
Norwegian
one.
Norwegian cities?
You don't
have
to. Yeah. Yes, could you be more specific?
Scandinavian enough? Cities?
Even more
cities in Norway?
Okay, they're capitals, and
capitals.
You're going to get it anyway. Yes, okay, good. Chicken. Oh, baby.
You're very kind to
oh,
me.
Oh, baby. We're having too much fun. We're going to skip right past the totals and go to the next game because woefully.
All right, do that.
Now, I warned you all about having fun. Stop having fun.
Okay,
very serious.
Okay, trusty
panel. Stop touching me.
It's time to play I Love Me, a Holiday Movie.
Lovely.
We're going to play clips from some of our favorites. It's your job to give us the movie's title. Are you ready?
Yes.
Would you play number one, please?
Time's up bad, Mr. Potter. A lot of these people are out of way.
I missed the buzz. Tell me what it was.
A Christmas Carol.
Yes.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life would be the answer. A point for Kirsten.
Mr. Potter.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Would you play number two, please, sir?
Just tell her we'll be a few minutes late, but you shouldn't worry.
Oh,
yes?
Jingle All the Way.
How
do you know? The old Arnold Schwarzenegger Christmas movie! Come on!
That was accent-based.
Could you play the next one, please, Mr.
Sorry,
real. No, you're good.
They want you to say grace. The blessing.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to...
I've never seen
Zoe?
It. Is it A Christmas Story? It's the kid that shoots his eye out? No?
Wrong.
Okay, all right.
No.
Anybody else?
I gotta see this one. I want to know.
I got nothing.
Oh, okay, you should.
It's a classic.
What was the answer, Gary? National
Lampoon. Oh!
Yes, yes.
That makes sense.
The person who wrote my script got these a little out of order.
Oh.
So I was confused.
A matching game.
So ooh, that was
now you're
that
a
was
contestant,
indeed National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Here, I thought I was the smartest kid on the block. I'm not. Okay. Would you play another one, please, sir?
If you touch the thermostat. Still...
Eight Crazy Nights. Not a Christmas movie.
That's all right.
A Hanukkah movie.
It's a holiday movie.
That's true.
That's a point for Kirsten. Yes. Would you play another one, please?
I'm speechless.
Thanks a lot, guys. Merry Christmas. Fragile. It must be Italian.
Kirsten.
A Christmas Story.
Oh. Yes.
That one is it. Oh, that's the last.
Fragile.
Fragile.
I know pop culture.
One more, please. Or two more.
He ate my pizza on purpose. He knows I ate sausage and olives and
look
onions
what you did, you little jerk.
Kirsten.
Home Alone.
Excellent.
Turns out I haven't seen a lot of these.
I'm crushed.
Point for Kirsten.
All my dreams have gone up in smoke in the
sitting
last
here waiting for
I will
Christmas
fail
or
for
else.
Another.
We'll give Anne a minute here to do the totals.
There's a lot. There's a lot.
It's like 65 to 3.
We're absolutely being crushed.
Yeah.
We can come back from this, Matt.
Maybe. I'm not
together. Together.
Maybe our combined score might.
You should form an alliance.
Yeah.
I think Kirsten is the only one who got any points.
Ouch.
Anyway.
You're not including her score from the last quiz.
No, sir.
She
I'm not.
Started with 15 points.
So let's see now. What would that make it, Anne?
So Zoe comes in at 4 points.
Four is good. Four is good.
Matt comes in at 7.
7 is even better. Yes.
And Kirsten is at 13.
Holy MacDougal.
1 point away from creaming.
So still don't be there.
Mr. Matt.
Is that a technical? Creaming?
Yeah, creaming.
Yeah, creaming. Yeah, we used to say that. I'm going to cream you.
You're double.
Is that what creaming means?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, that's what...
We're moving right along.
Anyway.
Okay, folks.
Let's do like home repair questions. Yeah. Something like that. Can we do that?
For 20. It's time for the quiz show to call a loyal listener.
Exciting.
This is a golden opportunity to win fabulous WDRT merch. We have a t-shirt. We have a new hoodie, so soft and so warm. We have winter logo, stocking hats. Heck, we could probably find you a toboggan. No. No, Anne's saying don't.
No.
We don't make promises.
Don't ask for a toboggan, okay?
Don't make promises you can't keep,
now,
Ed.
This is the really good news. Still, our amazing panel of brains is here to help you. That's right. You, the caller. We're playing for you. If you're stuck, you're in luck. That's right. The panel is playing for you. Here we go. We're dialing.
Modern technology.
Anybody bring any cigarettes?
Oh, can we smoke inside?
We can. You're only allowed to smoke in Studio
A. Just
so you know that.
1972.
I remember.
That's where the ashtray.
Yes, the phone is ringing.
It's like on the mic.
Good morning, spoken with desire.
Good morning. Who is it? Are we talking to Chris from Viroqua?
You are.
Well, hey, Chris, how are you doing? It's good to talk to you.
I'm doing wonderfully.
Are you really?
Are you really
in Viroqua?
I don't know anyone in West. It's
I'm calling. Yes, I know. That's what the wonders of technology. We're pretending that we're in an aquarium together, and that's why it sounds like this. So you just hang
Super.
In there. Remember, my friend, you're playing for incredibly valuable merchandise. Some of these questions are clever and some are not so clever. But remember, the panel is here to help you. If you're stumped, you just, you know, say, what do you think? What do you think? You know, that kind of thing.
Do I have like a safe word for that?
Yeah.
Banana.
Banana. Yeah, remember, use banana carefully, okay?
All
Number,
right.
First question. How many reindeer does Santa Claus have? Say 10 would not be. It's close to the right.
It's
right,
close though, right?
Answer.
Including Rudolph or not including Rudolph?
Oh, good point.
Oh, see,
maybe
just so you know,
seven.
I would have accepted 9 or 8 because Rudolph is, and we'll get to him later in the question.
Okay,
too.
But he's sort of a hybrid, right?
He is. He's the actually he was the first hybrid. That's very good. We'll give you a point for that. Who wrote the original story, A Christmas Carol?
Charles Dickens.
That would be right.
Excellent. Another dead guy. Yep.
Chris, at my age, you get a lot of dead guy questions.
No,
in the movie Elf, what does a buddy pour on everything?
Maple syrup.
That is right, maple syrup, which does go with everything.
Yeah, I know. Good job.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen it. I don't know.
Well, you stick around.
You just guessed the word pour.
That was a very lucky guess. What is
it's the way you said it.
What is the weight? The weight? What is the date of the winter solstice this year?
The 21st?
Absolutely. The 21st of December just so happens to be at 3:20 a.m. I'll be there. What is the best-selling Christmas song of all time? Best-selling.
Jingle Bells?
No, the panel is going to try to help you here.
Okay, help.
Okay. All I want for Christmas is you. It made Mariah Carey like $60 million.
No, keep going, Matt. Keep going, Matt.
Are you
serious? White Christmas, Bing Crosby.
White Christmas.
Chris, you were going to say White Christmas, weren't you? Yes. It still is the largest selling. Okay, good. Moving right along.
Contest it.
That gives me some faith in humanity.
Here you go.
Bing Crosby's still on top.
While we're on the White Christmas theme,
Does Matt?
While we're on the White Christmas theme, what film premiered the song White Christmas? Okay, Matt.
We noticed.
Chris, it had Danny Kaye in it. It had Vera Ellen in it.
Mary Tyler Moore?
little before her time. Zoe, you seem to be doing the Christmas dance.
I think I got it.
Okay, what do you think it is?
It's got to be White Christmas, right?
No. The one before that. No.
The
black
that.
And white
That's
one.
Right.
Kind of like it.
Right.
It was a Happy Thanksgiving.
You were right. It's called Holiday Inn.
But there are a lot of other holiday songs. You were on the right.
Oh, yeah. There's a weird Abe Lincoln one.
Yeah. Some real blackface in that movie.
All right, you win.
What real-life saint is the Santa Claus character based on? It's a Farrelly canonized saint from somewhere in Central Europe, from a country that begins with G.
Georgia.
Close. It's 600-700 miles east of the Republic of Georgia. It's the...
East Georgia.
Alabama. Okay.
Let's just say it's Germany and get on
with
it.
Okay, you can say that. You'll be right.
It's Germany.
All right. Good.
In the UK, in the United Kingdom, what is the day after Christmas called? This is in the UK.
Boxing Day.
Boxing Day is correct. Yeah, excellent.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Okay, here's the only multiple choice of the whole morning. In what year was Christmas declared an official U.S. holiday? I'll give you three choices. Was it 1850, 1870, or 1890?
1890.
Think middle here. Think, you know, kind of
middle or of 70.
You're right for a point.
Very good. Chris, I'm so impressed.
Okay. Well, Chris
I don't know how he would have gotten that.
1910? No.
According to tradition, the wise men brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and what?
Myrrh.
Yeah, myrrh.
Right.
Excellent.
Amazon.
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
What are you expected to do when you're standing under the mistletoe?
Run.
depending on the circuit, I think we might give you.
apply.
Yeah, you and I should stand there. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Yes.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, good. In addition to run, what would you say you might do?
I would say kiss.
Okay. I'm going to give you 3 points for that. One for the right answer and two for a really funny answer. Thank you very much.
Okay.
We get points for funny answers?
You're still
Well,
Chris does. All right.
Chris does. Now, tell us how Chris did, Ann. Yeah, this is pretty tense. I hope you're sitting down, buddy.
Yeah.
It's a little complicated.
Yeah.
I have a couple different numbers here.
That's good. That's good.
There's a hanging Chad there on the side. The
No. No impropriety here. Just on his own, Chris got
Stickler.
7 points.
Oh
my God. Woo!
Plenty enough. Incredible. But if you added others.
With the little help from his friends.
Yes.
He got another 2, which is.
9.
And then those. You always told him you got 2 extra points for something.
For something.
The funny points. Thank you. is another two.
So that's 11?
That's 11.
That gets him to the magic number 11.
Yes.
Well done.
Wow.
And okay, you're such an accountant.
Oh, yeah. Do I get to move on to the next level?
No, you get to pick some genuine DRT merch. Are you up for a t-shirt, a winter stocking hat, which is my personal favorite, and the hoodie, the new smooth, wonderful hoodie. What are you up for, buddy?
God knows you can always use another t-shirt, so I'll take
absolutely
t-shirt.
Great. Hey, Chris, thank you so much. What a treat.
Congratulations.
Woo! Congratulations. Well
done. Thanks for calling.
Happy holidays to you, buddy.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Thank you. Okay, folks, back to reality. I know you're tired of helping someone, so it's back to on your own, okay? There are other holidays besides Christmas. And we're going to test your knowledge of some of them. Some of these are tough, but the tough ones, they'll probably have a clue built into them. Are you ready? On what day does Hanukkah begin this year?
What date? It's so different every
year. Where's the clue built-in part?
Yeah.
It's really close to the solstice.
I was going to say the 19th.
You'd be wrong.
Oh, okay.
Try again. Matt?
The 20th?
That would not be correct.
Okay, you're good.
One more try.
22nd.
It just so happens to be the 21st this year.
It's close to the solstice.
No, this is like some state testing. Yeah.
Okay, Kwanzaa, meaning first fruits, is a word that comes from what African language?
I don't want to be offensive, but I know.
A thousand
African That's what I'm
languages.
Saying, like...
Zoe?
I'm going to just name a African language.
Sure.
Swahili.
You would be right.
Oh, thank God. I was going to be
For a point, yes.
For well, 8 points, you said?
Well, a.
Oh,
a.
Sorry, I was ready.
One. How many candles does a menorah hold?
Oh, man. Nine.
Nine is right.
Good job.
The one in the middle.
The one in the middle.
I knew it was an odd number.
Now, Saturnalia began as a Roman holiday, honoring the god Saturn. It turned Roman customs right on their heads so that masters served their who? The
Slaves.
Slaves is correct. Well done.
Thank you.
Oh. I was going to say healthcare recipients.
Too soon.
Dongji is a holiday celebrated in Asia, honoring winter and the rebalancing of yin and yang. What country is Dongji celebrated in? Matt?
China, of course.
China would be correct.
Excellent.
Yes.
Everybody knows
that. That was a little bit of a lengthy pause for of course.
China, am I right?
I'd say, I think maybe it's China.
In the Southern Hemisphere. In the Southern Hemisphere. That's down under.
Where the toilets go the opposite way.
It's true. It's true. What month does the winter solstice occur in?
June.
June would be right.
Yeah.
Point for Kirsten.
Well done.
Ooh.
The Festival of Lights is celebrated throughout Scandinavia on December 13th. What Christian saint gives her name to this holiday? Once again.
You got it.
Santa Lucia?
Yes, it is. Santa Lucia. Yes.
Oh, yes. Lucia.
Well, Lucy, there, Lucia in Italy, it's everybody's.
Yeah, I was about to say. Everyone likes her.
Yes.
How many days?
Santa Ricola.
Santa Ricola. Oh, how many days does Hanukkah last? Zoe?
Eight nights.
Eight would be. Very,
you're like,
very
it's like
it is night.
Even more specific.
This feels like a hotel stay. Thank you're like, you. Okay, eight nights, nine
eight
days.
Nights, nine days. Yeah.
Here's a longish question, but it's so much fun. On the longest night of the year, Persians used to celebrate Shab el Aida, lighting fires, giving gifts, staying. This is my favorite part. Staying up all night to take care of each other. Isn't that charming?
Just what? To slap each other if they fall asleep. What does that mean? Yeah.
Too many Christmas movies. What contemporary country descended from Persia celebrates this holiday?
We don't know who got it.
It wasn't me because I didn't
tell
buzz.
Us.
First,
but I'll say
no. It wasn't me.
I'll say Iran.
You'd be right. I forgot to reset you. I'm sorry. That's what happened
there. It's fine.
I didn't cut you off.
No.
Okay.
No. I don't. I genuinely don't know.
We're going to speed ahead to one more question.
Okay.
If there are 8 days to Hanukkah, what is the 9th candle for? Zoe.
It's for lighting the other
candles. It sure is. Well done. Point for Zoe.
Very practical.
I was off on the first Hanukkah question, but I'm back.
We'll get that abacus going here.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you look like?
It looks like Zoe has 7 points.
Yes.
Matt has 9. And Kirsten, I'm just going to say, she's blowing you all away.
I know.
With 17 points.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And so smoothly.
I think you guys can come back from that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think I'm being maybe too polite.
Oh, no, that's a bad idea.
I know.
You leave politeness at the door,
Zoe. We're halfway through the game. I can change my strategy,
I like having
right?
my confidence crushed, my spirit.
Really?
Well, I like crushing your confidence, Matt. Thank you.
Character building.
Yeah, I feel like I'll be stronger.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Where do we stand?
Again?
Yeah. I'm giving him time to put his headphones on.
Well, let's do it. Let's do it then. Let's give a recap. Let's give a little recap here. We've got Zoe at 7 points.
Just rub that in. Just rub it in.
Matt at 9.
Yeah, which is not very much.
And Kirsten at 17. Should I repeat the part where I said?
It feels good to hear it again, but I think it's
Kirsten,
too much.
Never mind.
Okay, it's time for the game that all of America has been waiting for. Our musical guest is in the studio, all tuned up and ready to play holiday songs for us.
Ooh.
It's time for Mr. Kappa's Kazoo.
Excellent.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I went downstairs to get the kazoo that was given to me to perform last year, and I found that it's not as easy to play as I thought it was.
Oh, really?
Is it missing a piece?
It almost feels like it's broken.
Oh, no.
You know what?
No. Oh, young.
You can use your mouth to pretend.
I practiced a little bit in the back.
Yeah.
I warmed it up, and I think I've got it, but it'll be...
This will be...
come and go.
Let's add another name to the kazoo. It's Mr. Kappa's something kazoo with the C sound.
Wait.
Mr. Kappa's clunky kazoo. Mr.
Am I today days old? Are you supposed to play it with the big side in your mouth?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
That's why yours is always.
I know. I'm like, no, you just pretend to make the kazoo
it
noise.
More like a horn.
What do you do with
I thought it was to appease children.
Nice.
Like, you just go boo, 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 boo. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, folks. It's time for Mr. Kappa's kazoo. He will play us a holiday tune. You go, sir.
Right now?
Right. Exactly.
I mean, we're supposed to guess what it
now.
Is.
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, just get it.
And I'm not going to start necessarily right at the chorus.
Okay. Because
it's just going to make it too easy.
Tricky.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to...
Get into the feeling.
Zoe.
Malakalikimaka, but my
Malakalikimaka.
I couldn't tell where one note started and one note ended.
Okay. Time. That's a point.
I know. Me too.
Far out of my league.
Number next.
I think this is just Zoe's league.
Go, Mr. Kappa.
I'm working on it.
Okay, he's got a hop. Yeah, got lung capacity.
You have to wet the reed.
We need an album of this.
I'm really getting into the Christmas spirit here. I don't know about the rest of you.
Waiting for one of those buzzers to light up. Yes, indeed. In the meantime, hum along, folks. Okay, here's your first hint. While Mr. Kappa continues to play... The song is spelled H-A-P-P-Y.
See? Zoe! It would be right, yes.
Oh, I almost got there, but oh my God.
That's a point for Zoe. Great,
I
great.
I didn't think it was going to be that hot. Yeah,
I thought I was better than this.
Oh, I like that one.
Stained notes. You got to do some really like choppy, like. Yeah, that'll be easier.
Okay, number next. Yes. Zoe.
Oh,
Zoe nailed it.
That one doesn't have anything other than a chorus.
I know.
Well, they have to get some of them, Mike. I mean, Mr. Capo, you know. Number next. It's about something made from trees. The subject of this is made from trees. And around the holidays, it's lovely. Kirsten.
Wait, made from trees?
That's not the name of
it. I thought it was, no. Is it the pretty ribbons?
A pretty paper, yes.
Pretty paper,
so
that's what it is.
Yes,
oh, like pretty paper.
Well, you know, the ribbon tree.
Yeah, you know.
Are these Christmas songs?
No, these are holiday songs. These
oh,
are
right.
Songs. Did all the easy ones songs. Last year.
Yes.
You got to run
Mr. Kappa, number next, please.
Oh, boy.
The soul this man puts into the kazoo.
Unintelligible.
It's picking up though. Oh.
I think this is like.
You know what?
Oh, yes.
Who was it? Who was it?
Hey.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, who was it? Oh, did you? Okay.
It was.
I thought it, I also buzzed, so I just.
I was.
You didn't know who.
Who was it?
It wasn't me.
I thought that song got canceled.
No, well, we can talk about it afterwards, Matt. We can talk about it afterwards.
That was talked about
incessantly.
Actually, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay, we got two more coming up.
No, one more. I have only one.
Okay, you play the one then. Whatever you got. Zoe.
Oh, I'm gonna back at the same.
Damn it!
Damn it!
That was. It's gonna take a while to add up all that musical scoring. But our whiz.
It won't take any time to add up mine.
No, yes. You're okay.
Matt's standing here thinking, I've never heard a Christmas song.
That's okay. That's okay. We're cool.
Not
we're
good. This
actually, I didn't even need my adding machine for that.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was
pretty, it broken?
Pretty.
No, I just didn't need it. I did it with my brain.
Oh, amazing. Whoa. Amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Cobb.
That was
next time I'll practice.
Fantastic.
I hope this is being recorded because it's better this way.
It is. It is. I got my ab workout.
Well done. Yeah. That was beautiful. That was cool.
I think there should be an album. Yeah. Like I think that would be incredible.
If there was one, I need to listen to it, I think.
Yeah. Train yourself.
I do. This is not a joke. I have an album of Christmas carols as sung by a dog.
We have that one too.
Sometime we own a copy of Jingle Cats, and we
should. Jingle Cats. Yeah, for sure.
We should do that. Okay, I might push you a little bit on this because we're having too much fun. If you hadn't had.
And what's the final numbers?
Am I losing? Yeah.
All right.
I think I've surpassed you.
Matt is still at 9.
Whoa. You start from the bottom and then go up.
Yeah,
I think that's
you dropped back. Yeah. And then there's Zoe at 11.
Woo-hoo.
And Kirsten's at 18.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, you're creamed.
I'm still within.
Creamed, officially creamed.
Still within reach.
We're close, though. We're close.
And as if you hadn't had enough Christmas treats this morning, it's time for more Christmas cookies. In Japan, it is a tradition to eat food from this popular American.
I know. Who was it? Who was it?
You got to tell
it. It was Kirsten.
No!
KFC.
Of course it is.
Very good. Yeah.
It's the cutest tradition because I've seen the holiday pack.
Really
it's incredible.
Food.
Yes,
I've been informed that there's a 2-month
wait list.
Yeah. Lead time yeah. to get reservations
and
for KFC.
And the food they have in there is wildly weird. What? And you're like, I would
Two
never...
Yeah. Waiting
in Japan, what? They think American. It's a very American to have KFC on Christmas.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a point for Kirsten. Paul McCartney earned $400,000 from a Christmas song that he wrote and recorded. It is widely considered his worst song.
It's a terrible song
ever.
Oh.
Kirsten.
So this is
no.
That's I messed up. I know it because I do hate it. Okay, I'll give it to you.
Having a wonderful Christmas time.
That's
which is
it.
Okay, I think those two songs perfectly represent their writing styles. Yes. Paul's like, let's have fun, guys. And John's like, do you know about war?
Yeah. The history of music. This is a dimmer note. Americans suffer more than 15,000 accidents every year decorating for Christmas, which is the most common accident type by far. Way more than any others. Matt.
Falling off the roof when putting lights on the gutters.
Yes. Is electrocution second?
Ooh. Yeah, what's the list on this?
Immolation, I think.
We're all headed for the library after the show. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer got his start in 1939. As a marketing gimmick for a giant American department store. What store was that? Kirsten?
I was going to guess Marshall Fields.
No.
No?
That's a good guess. Another buzz? Matt?
Macy's.
Great guess, but no. Zoe, it's yours if you want it.
We knocked out the big ones.
Gimbals.
Gimbals, says Matt.
It's Montgomery Ward.
That's not even a thing. Yeah.
Well, this one's even tougher, so put your hats on. Who was the first president to put a Christmas tree in the White House? His first name happened to be Franklin.
It's not FDR,
Zoe.
Is it?
Huh?
Is it FDR?
No. Boy, that was a really good guess.
I only know one Franklin, apparently.
Our only other Matt.
Franklin Pierce.
You would be right.
Oh,
yeah.
Famously.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone. Yeah.
Well,
we all know about Franklin Pierce.
He also wrote White Christmas. Not too many people know that. What pagan festival coincides with December 25th? You actually heard this earlier in the show.
Is it the squash?
Koopa. No.
What pagan festival coincides exactly? It's from Roman days. Matt?
Saturnalia.
You would be right.
Excellent recall.
Mm-hmm.
According to a Facebook study, 2 weeks before Christmas is the most popular time for American couples to do what? Kirsten.
Divorce.
Yes.
Yay!
Another cheery
Christmas
day. I
mean, it's like, there's only a couple options, so.
Okay. Name one. And there are six of them. One of the top six Christmas tree producing states in America.
Oh.
Kirsten.
I'm going to guess Vermont.
You'd be wrong.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just guessing.
Anybody else? Zoe.
Montana. I don't know.
Wrong again. It's wide open, Matt.
Like Barron in Montana.
Hey, Wisconsin. Matt. Yes.
Whoa.
Just so you know, it's Oregon, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Washington, and Wisconsin.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
You can, win trivia money this week with that. The first Christmas celebrated on American soil took place where? It's currently a U.S. state. Where was America's first Christmas celebrated? Hmm. What state?
Oh, wow.
I start guessing states.
Kirsten.
Maryland?
No, good guess. Zoe.
Pennsylvania.
No. Matt, you want to jump in? There's no downside. Matt.
Rhode Island.
See, I do the same thing.
They're all in the same.
It's Florida.
Oh! What?
Spanish. Spanish.
St. Augustine.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Oh, I would go New England, too. But
I love how happy you are when you don't get it right. You're like, I that was a good one. I did it right.
Drop. I'm not going to forget that now.
Oh, he's sad. He just adjusted.
And
he's sad now.
What are we up to now?
Gonna say my score first.
We could.
Oh,
she's very strict. In case you haven't noticed.
Well, you know, nothing stays the same. Mm-hmm. Zoe comes in at 12.
Woo!
Matt with 13.
All right, lucky 13.
Hold ahead, And Kirsten, a 20.
Oh, dear.
I'm no longer creaming you two, so
there's
that's
no
good.
Cream.
That's,
yeah,
I think we've surpassed that.
I think
that. Yeah. Whatever the next phase.
This,
yeah.
is, this is more like...
No, it's...
We've whipped, this is, whipped
we call
into
this
butter at
half
this point.
And half.
Yeah.
Margarine. You're margarining us.
If it tastes like...
That's a dirty word in Wisconsin.
Yeah, no kidding. Our next game is called It Sounds Like Lights. It sounds like lights, the word. I will read you the definition of a word. That word may or may not have anything at all to do with the holidays, but will it, what it will do for sure is rhyme with lights.
Oh, okay.
Fun. Rhymes with lights. Ready? Pertaining to the intensity of an automobile's headlights. Matt.
Brights.
Brights would be right. Flocks, or large bodies of birds in the air, especially when migrating. Large bodies of birds. Zoe.
Flights
would be right. Acrophobia is an extreme or irrational. Matt.
Heights.
That's right. Those men who serve their lords as mounted soldiers. Zoe.
Knights.
Knights in white armor. Toys consisting of a light frame over which a thin material is stretched. Matt.
Kites.
Oh. Correct.
Picturing a really horrific doll.
Minute arachnids having four. Matt.
Mites.
Yes, dust mites. Areas of ground on which a town, a building, or monuments are constructed. Yes.
Sites.
Matt. Oh. I'm sorry, Matt. Yes.
Yeah. Matt found his groove.
Yeah, well, he asked me to. Ask him construction questions. Quickly adjusted the script and did that. No, please don't believe that. The clear, viscous substance around the yolks of eggs. Kirsten?
Whites.
It would be whites. Thin, close-fitting garments. Kirsten?
Tights.
Mm. Plant diseases typically cause... Kirsten?
Blights.
Very good. And that
I almost
also,
said mites because that's also a plant issue. But
right. By the way, who'd have thought that was a new land speed record for buzzing?
I'm getting nervous. Yeah.
Totally.
So, you know.
Right, they call that trigger finger. elves and fairies. Zoe.
Sprites.
They are sprites.
Oh,
indeed. Last one in this section. Moral or legal entitlements. That would be Zoe.
Right.
Good one. As in Bill of. Well done. What a round. You guys are born.
Yeah, breathe.
You can
breathe.
I know.
My heart. My
the faster
my,
it goes, the more
adrenaline. I got a little adrenaline hit there.
Anne, what do you think? How are we doing there?
Let's see here.
I'd like to take this buzzer home.
Whoa.
Yeah. This is the prize, right? We get to take the buzzers.
It's like a
all right.
Yes.
Wow. All right. So we got Zoe at 16. Numbers are getting big.
Woo, yeah. Numbers are getting big.
Yeah, 16 for Zoe. Matt's at 18. And Kirsten's at 23.
Okay.
They're catching
this
up.
Thing
they're
has
catching up. Kirsten,
this thing
catching
has
up.
Tightened up.
We got to combine.
Yeah. We can do this, yeah.
What was that, Mr. Shortridge?
Well, earlier, Zoe and I's combined score was still behind Kirsten, but now at least our combined score.
I'm glad you found a way to make yourself feel like you're winning.
Yeah.
That makes you feel good.
Yeah.
That's nice.
You learned that.
It's part of the, it's a Christmas thing.
Yeah.
It's a Christmas
good.
Thing. Everybody needs to feel
You
like
learned that as a small child, you know, when things aren't going so well. You find that imaginary whatever.
For yourself, individually.
My imaginary friend also has 19 points.
Oh.
You only have 18.
Oh,
it has more than you!
My imaginary friend has 19.
Oh. I thought you said also.
Does your friend have a name?
So.
No.
Kombucha.
Reginald.
We're that. Kombucha. Kombucha.
Kombucha.
Yeah, kombucha is still to come up.
Speaking of that squash, I left this one out because, anyway, on Mount Fuji. I'm serious now. To celebrate, this is not a question.
Kirsten and I are staring dead into each other's eyes.
You have been Pavlovized. I start talking, you guys are like, I'm ready.
You got clear.
On Mount Fuji, on the solstice or thereabouts, they carry thousands and thousands of candles to celebrate the about to become longer days. And the squash that they eat is the traditional kombucha. Oh. Yep. It's a, for those of you who don't know, it's a beautiful little orange to red pumpkin shape.
Drier fruit, sweet, very sweet.
Would you say that again?
It has a drier fruit, like it's not like a super moist squash.
You wouldn't be involved in the food business at all, would you?
Ask me about what the squashes are good for later.
Okay. Okay, folks. You know what that means. Yes. Ooh. It's time for our final round, where each panelist will be asked a series of questions in rapid order. They will have 40 seconds to answer as many as they can. I caution you not to waste your time on a question that's stumping you. Move on. We can come back to the question if you still have time on your clock.
Who's first?
Breathing deep.
The order of play. Oh boy. And this is one at a time, so you're not. Don't worry about the buzzer. This is just a speed round for each of you. The order of play will be the order in which our contestants are standing in the studio, which means Kirsten, you are
good.
First.
No, get it out of the way.
Are you ready?
Yes.
What day is Christmas Day?
25th of December.
He's a character in A Christmas Carol. He's called Tiny
Tim.
How many wise men were there?
Three.
Name an actor in Elf.
Will Ferrell.
Christmas Carol title, the first...
What?
The first, Christmas.
I don't know, next.
What does Santa ride around in?
Sleigh.
What were the wise men riding?
Camels.
How many days until Christmas from today?
13.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know, my kids know, I don't know. next.
That was very good.
Oh, that's a fast 40
missed
seconds.
Two, which means... That's 6 points, I believe.
So do I get the same questions?
Yeah. Did you memorize them?
No,
yeah.
But
just so
I covered my ears.
Just so you know, and maybe the first Noel was the one that stumped you. Mm. And today being the 11th, I would say it's 14 days until Christmas.
I don't know what day it is.
Really? That's interesting.
Someone just said show up on Wednesday at 8:30.
There are people who wouldn't leave the house without knowing the actual day. Okay. Matt, you're next.
Okay.
Are you ready?
No. Go ahead.
Well, we're going anyway. Matt, how many days are there in December?
31.
He's a Christmas. He's a character in A Christmas Carol. His name is Bob.
Hope.
Roth.
How many points does the Star of David have?
6.
Right. Christmas Carol title, Silent
Night.
What pulls Santa's sleigh?
Reindeer.
In what direction were the wise men traveling?
East. No, they're traveling west.
No, they were traveling east. Who invented the Muppets? That fellow would have been Jim Henson.
Yes.
Yes.
So the wise men were. Don't you look east to see them coming to the west? What's that?
Yeah, they came from Africa. They came from west of Bethlehem. So I mean, from.
Oh.
Yes. So they were traveling east, following yonder star. Remember?
Oh, they're
following yonder star.
East. Okay.
Everybody.
I'll accept the points then.
Okay.
That's good.
We got those points, Anne?
Yep.
Okay. Cool.
Yep.
An emphatic yep. Zoe, it comes down to this, pal.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Nope. We'll try.
The correct answer is yep.
Yep.
What date is Christmas Eve?
The 24th of December.
Yes. Also a character in A Christmas Carol is Jacob.
Marley.
What town was Christ born in?
Bethlehem.
Christmas Carol title, Joy to the
World.
Where is Santa's workshop?
The North Pole.
What town were the wise men going to?
Bethlehem.
Name a Muppet character.
Fozzie Bear.
Who gives me all those 12 days of Christmas presents? Who gives
my true love.
Yes.
Your true love.
You nailed them, all of them.
Oh, that was it. Oh, I can keep going.
Keep going. It's only the ones we didn't get to. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Keep going.
Wow, plus 8.
That was fun.
Woo. That was...
Still not good.
Thank God.
That was something. We're going to give our quizmeister a couple of Well, more than a couple of seconds. You take all the time you need, dear, because, I mean, this is it. You
know,
there is nothing else. In the meantime, hey, can I remind you folks, and all the thousands listening out there, or is it millions, Terry? I think it's millions.
It's millions. Billions?
We are in our season of giving right here at WDRT. Anybody have any notion of what folks could possibly get? Yeah.
If you donate before December 31st, any amount. So, I mean, more is nice, but, you know, $2 is great. Whatever. You are entered into a drawing to win a plethora of amazing prizes. The first prize being $1,000 cold hard cash.
What?
Yes, indeed.
Which is really helpful.
Right? Yeah.
You if you want to roll around in your bed, no one's going to stop you in 1,000 singles. If you're a sustaining member, you are already entered.
Yes, indeed.
So if you want to pledge additional just for the holiday season, wonderful. But if you don't need to or can't, that's wonderful. You're already, it's a perk of being a sustainer.
You're in.
Yep. The other prizes, Anne, you might be able to speak to those. I know there's some beautiful mugs.
Yes. We have some, like, what did you call it? Small Run.
Yeah, from Jason.
Right? What'd you call that?
Jason Kiley.
Yep, yep.
Oh,
yep.
Fun.
Really beautiful. I think there's three different prints on them. And there's only a small number of those.
I want those.
And there's gift boxes, gift boxes from Nordic Creamery. Oh,
yum.
Mm.
Excellent. I heard there was a snowboard. Was I wrong about the snowboard?
You're wrong.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I was misled earlier.
Oh, and then Wonder Day coffee gift cards is the other one.
Yes,
Kathy.
Yes. So do that, folks.
You can go online. Yep, you know.
Drop us a couple of bucks. We are in debt to you. Without you, there's no us. So keep it going. And thank you very much. And it's that time. The tension is palpable.
It's thick in here. Thick.
Resignation, more like it.
Matt. I'm great. What I'm saying is a respectable 23.
Oh, I'll say.
Respectable 23.
What? Yeah, I've never heard that one.
I mean, you really did come up.
Oh, boy. That's a new one.
And Zoe's slightly more respectable at 24.
Ooh! Yes.
And Kirsten is at 29.
Oh, I thought it was going to be 30. Oh,
very close. Very close.
That's all right.
Very congratulations.
Very close. Very nice.
Champion.
I think
again.
It's reigning champ. Yeah. I think
champion again. Wow. Well done. Well done to all of you.
Yay.
I'm getting froggy. It's about time I... well, folks.
I'm impressed.
It's that time. I want to thank our master of the math, Ann Altman. Our expert panelists, Zoe and Kirsten and Matt. You folks really are the best. Thank you very much. Big thanks to our telephone guest, Mr. Chris from Viroqua. Yes, that Chris. Your merch is waiting for you, Chris. And to Mr. Coppa, of course.
Yes.
And his flaming kazoo.
Wow.
That was something.
Yes, truly.
The quiz show is produced by Terry O'Connor. My name is Ed Holohan. Most of all, thanks to all of you for tuning in.
Thanks.
We'll be back
next year. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
We'll be back next year with a brand new, most excellent quiz show. Thanks for listening. And you take care out there.
You're listening to WDRT Viroqua, community radio from the ground up.